Last week, hundreds of people turned out for a public meeting in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood to talk about a proposed homeless camp. The city's eyeing an empty lot on Market Street. It's right near a local VFW post. And Harold Rodenberger was one of many to speak out against the proposed site last week.
I don't like it. Not that I dislike homeless people, and I think homeless encampments are fine, but they should be in a non-residential area, which the city says they would do. But if you look up right behind the location here, there are five apartment condo complexes up there that are certainly right next door to the homeless, proposed homeless encampment.
But some residents like Jody Grage welcome the tent city, and she told me she lives pretty nearby.
There are a lot of homeless people. They do need a place to be. The site is not being used right now. And it seems to me that housing 52 homeless people is a worthy goal.
What experience do you have helping homeless people, working with homeless people?
Well, it must be about 12 or 13 years ago now, maybe even 15, we had a homeless person living with us for 6 months. And she was explaining to me how difficult it is to be homeless, how organized you have to be, because things are open at different times, they'll provide different things, they have different regulations and things. So if you want to get food or wash your clothes or something, it just took an awful lot of organization. And when you think of the conditions that homeless people are living in, where they're probably most of them having a hard time just keeping themselves together on any level, it was just really difficult for me to hear that.
You opened up your home to have a homeless person live in your house. Why did you do that?
Well, we had a space, a bedroom that wasn't being used, and she needed a place to stay. It seemed pretty simple to me.
Not everybody is as generous as you are. Not everybody in Ballard thought about this as much as you have. What do you think the takeaway from your experience is for them?
There's a tradition in the United States of the rugged individual. And I think a lot of people really embrace that and really feel that they should be self-sufficient, that they should not rely on anyone to help them, that it's all up to them. But, you know, we're going to have a big earthquake one of these times, and it really isn't going to matter how much money you have or how much your house is worth. What's going to matter is, how good is your community? How many people do you know who can actually do something? So a lot of people say it should be somewhere else where they don't have to deal with it. A lot of people are saying that they will be in danger, that their property values will go down, and they feel threatened.
And I think
they don't have information.
What do you say to them?
Okay, I say, look, tent cities have a thorough intake process. They have a packet of rules that's about 12 pages long that you or I, and certainly our teenagers, would have difficulty following. And if you look at the places where there have been tent cities, even places where there was a lot of anticipated problems, and even talking to people who are part of the people who did not want it there, when they have been neighbors to one, it works fine. So I think that there is a lack of willingness to take in information.
So your message is, don't worry so much.
Yeah. And I've told people, you know, if they need citizens, Ballard residents down there 24/7, hey, I'll take a shift. I think that housed people, some of them, don't realize how nice it would be as a homeless person to be in shelter, to have a safe place, and to have a community around you and processes.
Jody Grage is a Ballard resident. She'll be ready to voice her support for the Ballard homeless encampment tonight. The official city meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at Leif Erickson Hall.